Many years ago, there was a young girlie just baptised in the Spirit, and she sang over us a song, a prophetic song. We didn't realise that at the time because we didn't understand prophecy, which went something like, prepare their hearts for the meeting with Jesus, prepare their hearts for the coming of the Lord. And it stayed with me, as things do. And I was thinking about John the Baptist this morning and how he was a voice in the wilderness crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And you know, a forerunner literally used to run before the carriage of the king or the dignitary to run into the city and say, prepare the way, because the king or the dignitary is coming. So everything had to be right for him when he arrived. There are some of us who are called to be forerunners. And if you are a forerunner, you know it. Because your constant theme is prepare your heart for the meeting with Jesus. Prepare your heart for the coming of the Lord. So that prophetic word rings in my ears because I know I'm a forerunner. My message all the while is the same one. Get your heart ready, he's coming. It may not sound like that to you, but underlying everything I say is prepare the way of the Lord. He wants to come in his fullness. Clutter he cannot be doing with. Clear it all out. Get rid of the stuff in your attic and the stuff in the cellar and look around to see what you can give away. Make some space for the Lord himself in your heart, in your life, in your mind. Interesting, isn't it? Give me this little trio this morning of things to think about, and you'll be getting the messages by drip feed whenever he shows me to give them to you. So are you a forerunner? If you are, there are things that will mark you out. He has to wean you from people for a start. And a forerunner has nothing to do with things superficial. They got on everybody's pip because they come right to the heart of the issue. They will cut you to the quick because the hand of God is upon them to be upon you. So are you a forerunner this morning? If you are, you'll know God is calling you into his heart, into the secret place, to hear his heartbeat for his children, for his sheep, for his lambs. And he'll be showing you what he wants to do in these days, which is spectacular, like nothing we've seen yet. God bless you.